Thank you for calling Therapy Well. Georgia speaking.
Hi, Georgia. How are you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Listen, I just... Look, I need a calm conversation with someone. Everyone's riving me up. Look, I've been having trouble sleeping, and I'm just doing natural sleep therapy. Okay? And
yep.
Is this a therapy line? Is this a therapy place? Or what?
Sorry, I think you're cutting in and out.
Okay. Is this a therapy place?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We have psychologists.
I'll just explain my situation. I'm a more chilled out person and relaxed and calm. I don't like anger. But, like, I will turn around and anger at me. But, like, I like calm, peaceful talking, okay, and not getting angry with me. I'm getting people angry with me, I think, because I won't go out or something and I keep getting hit. I don't know. It felt like I got hit something and I got sick and I'm trying to save up for a holiday overseas.
Mm.
Okay? And I'm just trying to live my life. And like, everyone's getting frustrated with me, I think. But, like, I'm just... Well, I don't know how to meet Pete. I don't want to meet a bunch of rowdy people. I want to meet quieter people. Like, I don't really drink or anything. And I'm not a bully. I'm not a bully, but I'm not a wuss. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just... I don't know. I'm just trying to chill out, relax, while the whole world is trying to be something or whatever.
So do you think you're looking for some psychology support in that regard?
Sure. Well, I went through mental health, like, in 2020. In 2019, I had to go to hospital and that during COVID and that, and it wasn't for drugs or alcohol. And since then, I've just been getting bullied for 5 years about mental health from everyone. They gave me a clean bill of health in 2020, okay? And my life was perfect. And then it was like someone stepped in and just totally ripped it apart because they hated me because of what I did to myself. It might be religion, I'm not sure. I think religious people came in and tried to destroy me, I think, because they don't really give a shit, because they probably look at me like I'm a sin and they're actually mean people. But I'm a bit of a religious person myself. Well, I went to Catholic school and that, and I got good morals. But I think, I don't know, I think they looked at me like I'm a sin for what I did to myself. And they shouldn't look at me like a sin because I'm a normal human being. You there?
Yeah, sorry. No, I am listening. I understand what you're saying.
Like, everyone's got the right to live and be on this planet. Everyone's got a right to have a life and live on this planet. Like, I lost a house and everything like that. I'm trying to rebuild my life. And someone's trying to make me sick. And I'm just trying to rebuild my life. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm just... It feels like some people are trying to hurt me and I don't want to get hurt. And, like, I'm not sure whether there's gay men that are interested in me and I'm not gay and they're just trying to pin me down because they love me and I'm not gay.
Mm.
Does that feel weird? Because they can't have me because I'm not gay? And
so,
I just really want to meet a nice girl and chill out with her so I can introduce her to my friends.
Yeah, I understand.
You know?
Yeah. So are you inquiring for, like, to see one of our psychologists?
I don't know. How much does that cost?
Our psychologists?
Yeah.
The rate for most of them is $240 an hour privately.
Yeah, right. Okay. Like, you know, like a lot of people, like religion, like are they really, I don't know, is it religious people that are bullying me around at the moment? Is it? I don't know. They shouldn't be, because I should be able to live my life.
Hmm.
You know? I'm not against religion. I don't bully them. I don't tell them they're not allowed to practice. But, like, just because I went to a Catholic school doesn't mean I have to go to church or anything like that. It gave me good morals. But, like, I'm not going to sit there and praise the Lord every friggin' weekend because I left that at school. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, I was going to say I'm just a good bloke.
Yeah, so
the people that I went to school with went to private school and, like, they don't go to church anymore. Like, it's someone trying to drag me into a church group that I don't want to be in.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
If there's a girl that wants me to go into a church group and she's interested in me, why doesn't she just walk up and have a conversation with me? Because I know people that would be in a relationship and the wife would go to church every Saturday and he would go to the pub. That, like, when I was growing up, when I was younger. Not that I'd do that. But, like, you know what I mean? Everyone's got their own free will and choice of life.
Yeah.
Like, I've just got good morals and everything like that, but I don't need a bunch of, I don't need someone pressuring the Lord on me, like really hammering it into me. It's not right to do to someone. You shouldn't do that. You should be calm and persuasive and let them take that choice for themselves. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I got good morals, but you don't need a bunch of bullies bullying you. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. So, were you thinking you would like to maybe see one of our psychologists, or are you unsure?
A psychologist. I don't know. I might have to book a. I'll keep a booking in or whatever. I don't know. There's too many interfering in my choices and life decisions.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. There's too many people interfering in my life choices and decisions.
Mm.
Which is true. Well, are they going to kill me because they won't persuade? Are they trying to kill me because they're trying to persuade me to be something? Are they? Are they trying to kill me? If there's a female involved that is really religious and she wants to talk to me, why doesn't she sit down and have a conversation with me and talk to me and find out what I'm about as a person?
Hmm.
instead of having a bunch of testosterone come over on top of me.
Hmm.
Does that feel right? Because I'm a more peaceful person than a bunch of religious bullies that bully people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. So yeah. How do you think we can help? Would you like to book in with one of our psychologists? Do you want to have a think about it?
Just a calm conversation and just chill out.
Yeah.
I'm a bloke, I have mold. Hey?
We could get you in to speak to one of our psychologists if you wanted.
Yeah, well, how much is the session for that?
So it's $240 an hour.
$240?
Yes.
I'm sure I'm allowed to make my own life choices and live somewhere. I know they're trying to crucify me because I won't follow their religion, are they? I don't know. Who is it? Is it a bunch of religious people trying to teach me, punish me into becoming something? Because, like, I got really sick the other week.
Hmm.
I don't know. But I'm off, you know. I don't want war. I want peace. Or is it someone, is it a girl that I saw that hit me?
Do you want to maybe have a think about whether you would like to see one of our psychologists and maybe give us a call back and let me know if it is something that you'd be interested in?
Yeah, well, how much is the therapy session?
So the therapy sessions are $240 an hour.
$240?
Yes, $240 an hour.
Yeah, right. I don't have that at the moment because I think a bunch of religious people are dragging me down and trying to kill me. Like, people have freedom of choice. Like, I'm not a bad bloke. I'm not going to go to church for them. I'm not going to sit in church for them. You know?
Yeah.
Why should I? I don't have to. I don't have to sit in church for them. And I tell this to my therapist up at the mental health hospital. Because I have to go to a therapist up there. Because the church people won't chill out with me. Because I'm a good person. I'm a locksmith. Yeah. I'm not going to hurt anyone. None of my friends are going to hurt anyone. You know what I mean? Like, I don't bully religion. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I understand what you're saying.
Like, I don't bully anyone that does religion. That's their choice. But is someone trying to force me to do religion? Is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's what it sort of feels like in my life. I never forced anyone to do anything in their life. What they don't want to do. I don't use force. Unless, say, someone bloody punches someone in the head. you usually retaliate. Or like if they, I'm a locksmith. If someone breaks into someone's house, you want them to catch the thief. If someone goes and breaks into a car and steals a car, okay, I want them to catch the thief that steals the car. I know the thing in between good and right. Okay. I know the difference between right and wrong. Okay?
Yeah.
So if this person, if there's a female, really religious, that wants to know me, why doesn't she sit down and have a conversation with me and talk to me and find out what type of guy I'm like? Okay. Because instead of a bunch of bully blokes bullying me, she might convert me to go to church. Maybe a female might. Not a bunch of bullies. Not a bunch of bully blokes. Maybe a female might be able to persuade me to go to church. Wouldn't that be a better way to do it? Instead of putting a bunch of bullies on you? I'm a more peaceful person than a bunch of bullies. I'm a more peaceful person than a bunch of bullies. I don't believe in bullies. Do you understand that?
I understand what you're saying.
Okay. I'll keep your number and I'll probably do a session with you, and I tell this to mental health. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.